In September 2006, in London, the exiled Litvinenko put the finishing touches to a secret report. It was explosive stuff. The subject was Viktor Ivanov, one of Vladimir Putin's closest friends and top advisers. Ivanov was a career KGB officer, the head of Russia's powerful federal anti-narcotics agency, and one of very few people who had direct access to the ear of the president. Ivanov, so the report alleged, was also a vindictive, sociopathic monster with long-standing links to the St. Petersburg mafia. This mafia, in turn, did business with Colombian drug smugglers. Putin, so the report said, had connections with the same mafia gang in what was Russia's most criminalized city. He even advised the board of one of the mafia's front companies. The report included colorful details about Ivanov's biography. According to Litvinenko, he'd been a mediocre spy. While his colleagues were sent on important overseas missions, Ivanov had been shuffled into the Human Resources Department of Leningrad's KGB office, a sort of dump place, as the report put it, and the dead and gloomy end of a professional career. It continued, other KGB men treated human resources people with contempt. In human resources, however, Ivanov made useful discoveries. He found himself well-placed to collect compromising information on his KGB comrades. He could use this kompromat to destroy other people's careers. Ivanov also developed a set of personal operational rules that would allow him to thrive in the KGB and to overleap his more able but less crafty co-workers. His 2 years serving in Afghanistan, invaded by the Soviet Union in 1979, confirmed to Ivanov the efficacy of these insights. Rule 1. It was important never to come up with an initiative in the KGB. If you did, you'd be asked to implement it, and then punished for not doing it successfully. According to the report, Ivanov was silent in meetings. He transformed himself into a sort of professional Mr. Nobody. Rule 2. He realized it was necessary to suck up to anybody more senior in the KGB's hierarchy to recognize who had more rights in a bureaucratic sense. The boss was always right. Ivanov's rise coincided with the collapse of the Soviet Union and followed a late 1980s order from the KGB's top brass to go into business. At the time, the only people who understood the free market were criminals. Ivanov established relations with the Tambovskaya crime gang and its leader, Viktor Kumarin, a villain with a mop of dark hair and a neat moustache. Kumarin was then embroiled in a major turf war with his rival Alexander Malyshev and Malyshev's gangster army. The prize was control of St. Petersburg's seaport. The port was a major transshipment facility for Colombian drugs, which arrived here before continuing their lucrative journey to Western Europe. According to Litvinenko, Ivanov helped Kumarin wipe out the competition. In return, he got a share of the seaport's business. The Tambovskaya group structured its criminal activities via a series of subsidiaries and daughter companies. Ivanov set up firms of his own, Block and Basis. It was the early 1990s. Another KGB spy helped Ivanov. This was Vladimir Putin. Officially, he was no longer with the Kontora, as the KGB styled itself. Instead, he was working for St. Petersburg's new mayor, Anatoly Sobchak. As every recruit knew, though, hardly anybody ever quite leaves the KGB. The two spies, Ivanov and Putin, had something else in common. The KGB had marked them down as second-raters, mediocrities unfit for high office, something they must have resented. Litvinenko's report said, ironically, while Ivanov was cooperating with the gangsters, he was promoted to the operational department of the fight against smuggling and became its boss. His former subordinates described him as a monster boss, rude, authoritative, and stubborn, It was a time when the line between the law enforcement officers and professional criminals was often very thin.